Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Triple Take presented by UPMC, Mike Pursuta, Matt Williamson, and Dale Lawley, the three amigos of draft prep. We have been getting you ready. We will continue getting you ready, and that process will continue today with our Triple Take look at linebackers, the NFL Draft Triple Take presented by UPMC. And, guys, we've been getting into the defense of late. And it's deep and it's intriguing position by position. It just looks like Dale, if you need some help on D, this is the year to go find it.
Yeah. And I know, you know, everybody knows who the guys at the top are in this inside linebacker class. I think we probably all have Devin Lloyd and N'Kobe Dean up top. And then after that, it's almost like the edge rushers where there are probably 8 to 10 guys that could have made our top five. I mean, this was really a hard class to trim here, depending on what you're looking at. I could have easily gone to 10 players deep at the inside linebacker position, and they're probably all 10 of them go, you know, middle of day two and up. These guys are all gone by the middle of day two. So it's a really intriguing class. There's big ones. There's small ones. There's all of them are fast. It's just amazing that you know, the transformation that's gone on in the college football game, you know, to where a few years ago you really had to, if you wanted one of these off-ball linebackers that could run, you had to go get them early. Now the draft is just littered with them.
Yeah, there might not be, Matt, there might not be a Darius Leonard in there, but boy, there's a lot to Dale's point. There's a couple of years ago, there was two that everybody was, you know, you got to get one of those guys. And now you don't. Now there's more to choose from.
There's three at Georgia. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've talked about Georgia a lot with the defensive front. I don't love the top, but as we talk about on the drive all the time, I don't hesitate to bring it up every show if I can. I am utterly infatuated with the day two linebacker crop. I mean, there are so many of them. As Dale said, there's the former safeties that are 220 pounds to fly around the field. There's, you know, four of my top five are over 6'2", long arms, unbelievable testers, a lot of good football ahead of this group.
Yeah, let's get into it. And Dale, why don't you lead us off? You've got a pretty interesting guy, linebacker from Wisconsin. Wow, who knew?
Who knew? Yeah, Leo Chenal, 6'3", 250 pounds at the combine, ran a 4.53 40. 10 years ago, Leo Chenal at 6'3", 250 pounds, running a 4.53 40, is a first-round draft pick. I mean, the guy had eight sacks last year, 18 and a half tackles for a loss, 115 tackles. He's a run stuffer and probably, you know, he's going to have to learn a little bit of the pass coverage stuff, but he's got the traits to do it. And, you know, there are things that you can do with him in the meantime, have him rush the passer up the middle. I likened him to being a bigger, faster version of Vince Williams. Like, yeah, a much bigger, faster version of Vince Williams.
Much bigger.
But blitzing up the middle, he is unbelievable. He is just unbelievable blitzing the A and B gaps.
You know what I like about him? Not only is he your number five inside linebacker, off-ball linebacker, he wore number five.
There it is.
For Bucky Badger. And you know what that makes him? Chenal number five.
Boom.
Nice.
Going to be here all week. Please tip your bartenders and waitresses. Matt, you went between the hedges. I guess you need a defensive guy. Go down to Georgia and pick one.
Yeah, I'll take the 6'4 guy that's a little over 240 pounds, that runs like a deer, long arms, Quay Walker. Again, I mean, Tindall's the other one that didn't make my list. And we've already mentioned, you know,
that's the backup, Dean. Right?
Yeah, he's the backup, right? I mean, that's what I was going to say is, it's hard to even get on the field for these guys. He may play a higher percentage of snaps in the pros than he did in college. Yeah.
That's unreal. I went off the board a little bit. Troy Anderson, Montana State.
Oh, I love Troy Anderson.
6'3", 243, and he just keeps doing it. You know, if you play at a place like Montana State, you're supposed to dominate. He did. Then you're supposed to go to the Senior Bowl and stick it to the big boys, and he did that. And then he went to the combine and just looked great.
He's fascinating. I don't know if much about his backstory, Mike. He was a quarterback for them and a running back.
And a good one.
He holds the record for touchdowns in a season, and he's a linebacker. It just an unbelievable story. And then, you know, ran in the low 4.3s at the combine. Just a fascinating guy and has size, the whole deal. Again, tough leaving guys like that off my list, but it just shows you how deep this position is.
My four and Matt's four, Chad Muma of Wyoming. And really, I took a look at him, 6'3", 239. Looks a lot like Logan Wilson. Played Logan Wilson's position at Miami. Yeah. Logan Wilson did really well as a rookie. Okay, run it back. I think we know what we're going to get.
And you'll take that all day long. I mean, it's a really good linebacker the Bengals found. Muma's another tall guy, also a former safety, excellent in coverage. One thing, 40-inch vertical, too. I mean, it's not like he's just a tenacious dude, which he is. He's also a very explosive athlete. One thing that worries me a little bit about him is his waist. He's kind of a high-waisted guy, and when people go after his legs, they chop him down a little bit. That's something he's going to have to kind of pay attention to.
Dale, your number four is Damone Clark from LSU.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about leadership. This guy was given a number 18 jersey at LSU 2 years in a row. It's never happened before.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever gotten
nobody's ever gotten the 18 jersey at LSU 2 years in a row. 135 tackles last year, 5.5 sacks, an interception, 15 tackles for a loss, a 4.57 40 at the combine. I mean, he just does everything well. You know, maybe not going to wow you, but he's got good size at 6'2", 239. And did I mention that he wore the 18 jersey at LSU 2 years in a row? I mean, yeah,
for people leadership. That don't know, that is their kind of player's player, the heart and soul guy, the guy everybody loves and follows. And it's a big deal down there to wear that number 18. It was a center a couple of years ago. He couldn't wear it because he was an offensive lineman, but he wore a patch. What was his name? Matt, you remember Quisenberry or Cuisinart or
Quisenberry? Yeah, it was Quisenberry.
Yeah, it was.
He had
Cushenberry,
a patch.
Lloyd Cushenberry.
Cushenberry. Right. He's a Bronco now.
Quisenberry was the closer for the Royals back in the day.
Sidearm guy.
Yeah.
Clark at three. I love him. I mean, for all those reasons. He ran a 4.57.
That's actually one of the things I like about doing these shows is you come up with these little tidbits about college programs and the little traditions and whatnot. I went with my number three. I went with a guy you guys did not, Christian Harris from Alabama.
Good one.
6 foot, 226, a smaller guy. But when I watched him, he just looked like he knew what was going on everywhere at all times. He was able to react and figure out where he needed to be. And again, burst and he gets there in a hurry. He not only covers, he makes plays on the ball. I don't think you're ever going to go wrong with an Alabama defender, a highly rated one. And I pick him.
I agree. Yeah.
And then our numbers two and one, everybody's got the same thing. Dale, you went with N'Kobe Dean of Georgia at two and Devin Lloyd at one. Matt, you had it the other way. Devin Lloyd at two and N'Kobe Dean at one. And I've got N'Kobe Dean at two and Devin Lloyd at one. I don't think it really matters.
I had a really tough time picking. And to be honest, I'm harping on the negatives with both, unfortunately. You know, again, I said I don't love the top of this class. These are two really good players. Don't get me wrong. But I would have liked Lloyd to test a little bit better. You know, I mean, he was okay, but didn't blow the doors off there. And maybe Utah's pro day.
Only the 4.6s he ran. That was it.
Yeah, I know, right. 4.66. And then Dean didn't work out, but he's so little. You know, like my opinion of both these guys over the weekend with the combine went down a little because Dean, just standing there next to the other linebackers, looked very, very small and lean. But boy, I mean, when you protect them like Georgia does with the unbelievable guys in front of them, he like makes every play.
And I think, you know, something to appreciate about Lloyd, you know, we've talked a lot about Georgia during these shows and Alabama every year we've done these shows. I think that Utah program,
pretty underrated.
They got a pretty good rep for toughness and knock your block off and accountability and compete. And a lot of those intangible qualities that a lot of programs aspire to. I think I agree. I think Utah's an underrated program, and that's kind of what broke that. And that broke the tie for me and N'Kobe Dean not really doing anything at the combine.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, Devin Lloyd fills up all the categories. 111 tackles, 7 sacks, 4 interceptions last year. I mean, what more could the guy do other than, you know, serve everybody hot dogs at halftime? Utah, just he did a lot of good stuff. 43 tackles for a loss in his last three seasons. I mean, he just sets up camp in the backfield and lives there.
Yeah, he's a one-man show.
Yeah, so plenty to choose from there as well. And it's going to
One other thing about N'Kobe Dean. He was a mechanical engineering major. You know, you're a major college football player, and you are a mechanical engineering major.
Yeah.
That is not easy to pull off.
And you win the Butkus Award.
I would imagine if you're a mechanical engineering major and you're not a college football player, that is not easy
to pull off. Yeah.
That's right. I'm not pulling any of those off.
So bum my pay grade. I know that. Guys, this was fun. We will do it again soon. I want to thank everybody for finding us, however and wherever you did, and remind one and all that all of these programs can be found on all of the Steelers' social media platforms. Until next time, for Dale Lawley and Matt Williamson, I'm Mike Persuda. This has been the NFL Draft Triple Take, presented by UPMC.